Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jonathan Luna Carrasco pulls up behind two women, flashing his lights at them till they pull over. He tells them they've got a flat tire and he's happy to help. He tells the women they can sit in his car to stay warm while he works, but as soon as one gets in, Carrasco takes off with the woman in his car.
Nancy, the victims were on their way home from a nightclub when Luna Carrasco got them to pull over. The woman left at the scene immediately called 911, reporting Luna Carrasco kidnapped her friend. Luna Carrasco did not tell the woman where he planned to take her, but made sexually suggestive comments after taking off.
The woman jumps out of the car and runs for help. Jonathan Luna Carrasco, 28, now charged with kidnap. A Cleveland woman is shocked when she gets a speeding ticket. Why? Because her car broke down hours before the timestamp on the ticket. An automated traffic camera flagged Joan Gibson's minivan for speeding while the car was actually loaded on the back of a flatbed tow truck. Gibson says the East Cleveland PD refused to dismiss her ticket, telling her to take it up with the camera operators. The community now urging drivers to take a closer look at their speeding tickets and fighting to remove that overactive camera. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We start off in Minnesota as seven felony charges have been brought against a teenage suspect in a Minneapolis shooting that left one person dead and six others injured. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The suspect is accused of making disparaging remarks about LGBTQ individuals before opening fire at a backyard punk music event. According to the charge sheet filed by Dominic James Burris and another man, the shooting was carried out because of prejudice against the victim's gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. Our friends with the Minneapolis Star Tribune say that Burris, who turned 18 last week, was charged with six counts of felony assault with a handgun and aiding and abetting second-degree intentional murder in juvenile court. Following the hearing, Burris's mother, brother, and public lawyer Camille Bryant all declined to speak. Similar accusations have been brought against a second juvenile who was identified through DNA testing of a cigarette butt. However, the charges state that the teen is not in custody and his whereabouts are unknown at this time. Nicholas Trevor Golden, commonly known as August Golden, was a musician and songwriter who died in the attack from a gunshot wound to the chest. The 35-year-old Golden was active in the punk scenes of Minneapolis and other cities, performing with the punk band Scrounger. Charges say a second shooting victim required their kidney, liver, and intestine to be removed due to injuries. It was on August 11th that the attack took place during a pop-up punk rock concert that doubled as a birthday celebration. A band was closing out a show for a crowd of 30 to 50 individuals when gunfire broke out. The complaint reveals that shots were fired approximately 1 minute after the suspects departed the party and that investigators found nine fired cartridge casings from two distinct weapons in a nearby yard.
Charges also state that one witness informed detectives that he saw someone in a red hooded sweatshirt running down an alleyway and another in a black hoodie peering around a corner, while another witness described Burris as wearing the red hoodie. One day after a judge dismissed the cases, a Texas grand jury has now indicted over 140 migrants on misdemeanor rioting charges related to an alleged mass effort to breach the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Authorities say that the suspected breach on April 12th near El Paso started when one of the group members broke past a razor wire barrier. No injuries were reported during the incident. In March, there were also mass arrests in the Texas border city in response to another incident. A county court had dismissed the charges against the people detained, finding that there was not enough probable cause. The migrants' public lawyer had said there wasn't enough proof and that the government was merely trying to get media attention. The arrests have increased awareness of Texas's growing border operations, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott has implemented a number of stringent policies aimed at reducing unauthorized crossings. In response to the arrests in March, Abbott stated he had dispatched 700 more National Guard personnel to El Paso. Those found guilty might each face up to $2,000 in fines and 180 days in county jail. Federal charges are still pending against those who are incarcerated, and according to El Paso County District Attorney Bill Hicks, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have the authority to take them into custody and prosecute them for unlawful entry.
D.A. Hicks estimates that a total of around 350 people have been arrested for rioting since March.
Thanks, John. Brandon Romero heads to the doctor in Hana, Hawaii for pain on his lower right side. The doctor checks him out and sends him on his way. But the doc is surprised to see Brandon still sitting in the parking lot when the doctor leaves the office 5:30 that afternoon. Next day, rangers at the Kamahina State Park find Brandon's 2005 Toyota Tacoma with the door unlocked, keys and wallet inside. When they return to check on the Tacoma again, it's gone. Brandon Romero did not have a cell phone at the time and only spoke with family over social media, and that's why it took weeks for them to report him missing. Brandon Romero, now missing nearly 2 years. If you have info on Brandon Romero, please call Maui County, Hawaii PD, 808-244-6400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.